We want to turn to 2 Peter, and we want to go to the second chapter. We're going to read three verses there. 2 Peter 2, verse 1. It states this: "But there were false prophets also among the people, even there shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that brought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be spoken of. And to covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not." There are a lot of misconceptions when it comes to doctrines and theologies set forth in the New Testament, especially teachings concerning the kingdom of God. There are teachings of millenniums, raptures, antichrist, purgatory, and the list goes on, seemingly exhaustless. Our airways, our TV evangelists, healing campaigns, they're mostly a money scam than actually bringing people to a knowledge of the truth. Too many times, those who know the truth and are preaching and teaching have silenced up against these doctrines with the thought that they might become offensive. But I say tonight, if truth is offensive, then it's because someone is in error. Truth will still be truth and can stand inspection. So I ask you to follow along tonight as we study these scriptures. Somebody said, how do we know when someone is telling the truth? Well, it would help immensely if you followed in your Bible and asked God to reveal you the truth and give you understanding. Ask God to actually show you the truth. 1 John 2 chapter verse 20 says, "But you have an unction or an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things." Like I say, that word unction simply means anointing. 1 John the 2 chapter verse 27 says this: "But the anointing which you have received of him abideth in you, that ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you all things in his truth, and is no lie, and even as it taught you, you shall abide in him." Now that scripture, no way, is doing away with the need of pastors or evangelists or teachers and other functions of the ministry. What John is saying, you don't need any man to teach you what you've heard from the beginning. The expression "from the beginning" is used 9 times in 1 John, 2 times in 2 John. From the beginning, they heard what? The message of truth for the disciples concerning the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And what they heard was not tradition nor a hearsay, but actually factual. From the beginnings, what one's heard was the truth. The anointing which is found in Christ will keep you from error. The Holy Spirit is faithful, and he'll send an alarm when one swerves from the truth. Jesus speaking in John 8 chapter, verse 32, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." There's something within us that agrees with truth when it's preached. There is a freedom in truth. It breaks the power of sin. Now let's look at what the Word of God has to say tonight about Antichrist. Now we're not necessarily teaching in the series, but as God lays it on our heart each day, we deal with these subjects. But tonight we want to deal with what the Word of God has to say about Antichrist. What does the word actually mean? Well, it means in an opponent of the Messiah. In the book of Armageddon, Appointment with Destiny, the subject of Antichrist was mentioned. And these thoughts were written in the book, and these thoughts were mentioned. He said that the Antichrist will be a world leader. Secondly, he'll force the Jews to stop their sacrifices in the rebuilt temple. Thirdly, he will set up an idol of himself called the Abomination in the temple to be worshipped as God until he is destroyed at the end of the 7 years when Christ returns. Now, to those who know the truth, this sounds far-fetched and absurd that one could actually teach such a doctrine and for one actually to believe it. Error is sown right amongst bits of truth. Now let's look closely at the subject tonight. Again, follow in the scriptures, turn to the scriptures, and follow along as we read them. It's amazing sometimes what lies hidden many times within the scripture. And when it's revealed, it sometimes is a shocker to our intelligence. Let's take a close look. 1 John, the second chapter, and verse number 18. 1 John, second chapter, verse number 18. And we'll give you time to turn there. Let's read what that says. It says, little children, it is the last time. And as you have heard, that Antichrist shall come. Even now, present at that time, are many Antichrists. Excuse me. Whereby we know that it is the last time. What was the sign of the last time? That Antichrist shall come. Looking at this scripture, we note that Antichrist were to come. And John went on to say, now are there many Antichrist. John said they'd heard that Antichrist would come, but this is the first time the word Antichrist was used in the Bible. Nowhere else, and by no one else, was the word ever used. Well, what were they called? If it wasn't Antichrist, he said we heard Antichrist would come. What word was used instead of Antichrist? What did Jesus call them? Well, Jesus actually called them false prophets and false Christ. Turn with me to Matthew, the 24th chapter and verse number 24. And let's read what Jesus said. Matthew 24, 44. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Well, John said there were many Antichrists. Antichrist is mentioned four times, and Antichrist plural is mentioned one time by the same person and the only person in the Word of God that mentions that word. Many times or many names have been attached to the long list of supposed Antichrist. But all these Antichrists have come and they've gone. One's labeled Hitler with it. They've labeled Stalin with it. Khrushchev, Mussolini, Castro, Saddam Hussein. Many world leaders have been called Antichrist. But John's not talking about world leaders. He's not talking about Caesar. He's not talking about Pharaoh. He's not talking about Felix or Agrippa. Antichrists are not world leaders, nor are they political leaders. Antichrists are not atheists, nor are they communists. They have a spirit anti to serving God, but that's not what John is talking about. He's not talking about someone wanting to take over the government. He's not talking, again, I want to say, about the pharaohs of that day or someone taking over government and political, amen, political parts of the country. What are antichrists in the Word of God? They are apostates. Now I'm going to prove it to you. Apostates. He's talking about those who have defected from the truth. They are ones involved in a falling away. It is possible to defect from the truth. Turn with me to Timothy. 1 Timothy, the 4th chapter. And let's pick up a few verses there. 1 Timothy, the 4th chapter. And let's see how Paul used it. Verse number 1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly, that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, commanding to abstain from meats, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving, of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused, if it be received with thanksgiving. Why? For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. Paul said, some shall depart from the faith. Now we know there's only one faith, not several. He said the faith, meaning one. 1 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, verse number 27. Most of you know this scripture well, 1 Corinthians 9, 27. But I keep under my body and bring it. Why? It doesn't want to come into subjection. I bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I preach to others, I myself should be a castaway. Just like an athlete training for the Olympics, they have to keep their body under. What does the word castaway mean? Paul is saying he could become a discard or a throwaway or something you just cast off. Paul was concerned that he would get off track by following a seducing spirit and therefore losing out. And he knew that that spirit could work through his own human flesh. Many have done just that. And I say we want to be careful of the one who starts running down your pastor, the singers, the leaders in the congregation. You want to get away from them as fast as you can, for they'll seduce your soul. What happens? You talk to them long enough, you start questioning everything that takes place. You start questioning the teachings. Is this necessary? Is this needful? Well, that's his idea. And when you start questioning with it, you lose confidence and your soul begins to be lean. And when your soul begins to get lean, then it becomes subject to these spirits and the church gossip. Now, antichrists were present in John's day, even before a lot of these world leaders that have been attributed to it were even born. Now let's look again, 1 John 2:18. I'll give you time to turn there, 1 John 2, verse 18. Little children, it is the last time. How do we know? As you've heard, an Antichrist shall come. Even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. Antichrists were present when John wrote that gospel. Now we need to understand 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. We need to understand that they were written at a time when there was a falling away. John is back from the Isle of Patmos. A terrible apostasy had woven its tentacles around the Church of God, and many were succumbing to it. It was such a time when there was a question over sin, and there was a time, it was such a time on who they were even to fellowship. John had to lay out before them the necessity of brotherly love, letting them know that those who hated their brother was the same as a murderer. 2 Thessalonians 2 and 7. 2 Thessalonians, 2nd chapter, verse 7 says this, "For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now will letteth will let until he be taken out of the way." Paul called it a mystery. Why? For it was deceptive, and it was undercover. There was a soul-killing apostasy taking place when John wrote 1st, 2nd, 3rd John. One's fallen away from truth. Amen. And one's had fell away from truth had already affected the church of the morning time. 2nd Timothy, the 3rd chapter, verse number 13 says this, "But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived." Deception got right amongst the church. When this spirit hits, there are several who are touched by the long tentacles of Satan. Their spiritual strength slowly drained until they get confused, misled, and ensnared in the devil's grasp. Who were the Antichrists? They were comfortable, professed Christians who were neither hot or cold, but lukewarm. They no longer loved the truth, but had changed their mind about it. And if we were ever have a need to gain love for the truth, if you don't have one, you need to start, because we need it now. It's the only way we'll finish our course successfully. Turn with me to 2 Thessalonians, chapter number 2. 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2, and verse 10, we'll start. "And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion," excuse me, "that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth." Verse 10 does not say they didn't know the truth. They didn't have the truth, nor spoke the truth. But it does say they didn't love the truth. Because they received not the love of the truth. Actually, they prefer a system of error and delusion to the simple and pure gospel by which they might have been saved. The scripture says, God shall send them a strong misunderstanding that they should believe a lie. You know what the word delusion means? It means deceit. It means error. But you know what else it means? A wandering. A wandering. And have you ever seen such a wandering as there is today? From church to church. Here today, gone tomorrow. And when people want to fuss over the standard, God will let them have their own way. If you rebel and hold back on truth, then God will go on and he'll go right on without you. God's not going to argue back and forth with ones over the truth. Now, Antichrist is a spirit that opposes the truth. It's working on the people of God. The devil wants people to get looking to the future for the Antichrist. Amen. While that spirit works right amongst the people of God. John said, even now, AD 96, Antichrist were present. It hadn't been too long. AD 33, from the birth of the church. And already that spirit had infiltrated the morning time church. Where did they come from? Where was their home base located? Did they come from great emperors or from Pharaoh's lineage? No, let's read the scripture. The scripture is real plain. 1 John, the second chapter, and drop down to verse 19 now. We read verse 18, let's go to verse 19. John tells us exactly where Antichrist come from. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they'd been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest or made known that they were not all of us. Who are us? Well, the us is the people of God he was writing to, and John himself was included. It was from a congregation of the church of God. Ones left the Apostle John. Ones left Jesus. Ones left Paul. So it's not surprising when ones leave yet today. Why did they go out? John made it very plain. They wanted known they were not of us. They were not part of us. They weren't like us. If they were of us, then they would no doubt have stayed with us. Division affected the church of the morning time. Why is that considered Antichrist? Why would that be called Antichrist? Because it portrays a divided Christ. Our anchor is secure as long as it's in Jesus Christ. The devil is powerless as long as we stick with the truth. 1 John, the second chapter, verse 21 and verse number 22. He said, I have not written unto you because you know not the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. And thank God we live in an age where truth is well known. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. He said they deny the Father and the Son. How do they deny? But who's a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? How did they deny? Here we see some of the false doctrines which were then propagated in the world. There were certain persons who, while they acknowledged Jesus to be a divine teacher, denied him to be the Christ, to be the Messiah. John lets us know that an individual is Antichrist, that denieth the Father and the Son. He is Antichrist, who denies the supernatural and miraculous birth of Jesus Christ. He who denies Jesus to be the Son of God, who denies God to be the Father of the Lord Jesus. You cannot know the Father and Son and be in disobedience. You can't live in and practice sin and still know Jesus Christ. Turn with me to 1 John, again in chapter 3. We'll be in John a lot tonight. In chapter 3, we want to read a few verses, starting at verse number 6. Now, this is what John had to preach during an apostasy. And listen to the words that he writes and how plain these words are. Beginning at verse number 6. Whosoever abideth in him, speaking of Christ, sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, Christ, neither known him. Little children, let no man deceive you or draw you away. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, not a sinning Christian, but a sinning devil. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Now, what is the works of the devil? Sin. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin. Why? Because he is born of God. In this, John pointed out, the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. How do we deny the Lord? By denying his word. There are many antichrists in the world today. We call them different names in antichrists, but John said they were antichrists. Who are they? Religious people who would not line up with the truth, and we need to be on our guard, or we also, dear ones, could be seduced. Listen to what John says. In 1 John 2:26, he said, these things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. Or otherwise, I'm writing these things to you about those who are trying to lead you astray. Those spirits are out there, church, and they may dress up in sheep's clothing, but just watch their walk, watch their tracks, because you know sheep and wolf tracks are different. They'll come around and they always carry a problem with them. They've always got a problem with someone somewhere, and if you listen long enough, you'll wind up agreeing with him. Listen to what Jude had to say. Jude, there's only one chapter. Verse number 18 said this. How that they told you there should be walkers in the last time who should walk after their own godly lusts. Verse 19. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, what? Having not the Spirit. Come back to verse 16 in the same book. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lusts, and their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of vanities. That spirit of Antichrist is more prevalent today than ever. The devil would love to get us looking to the future or for an Antichrist to rise up, when John said there was many in his day. AD 96, there were many Antichrists. And as we begin to close the message, the Antichrist in John's day got their start in a Church of God congregation. And John said there were many. That's almost shocking to realize that, but that's exactly what that verse says. They went out from us. And I ask you, who is us? Because John was included. And John was an apostle of the Church of God. They got their start in a Church of God congregation. Let's not get detoured into thinking there's somewhere else than where the Word of God, amen, that there's something else other than what the Word of God tells us that they really are. They are Antichrist. They're not just people that lost their way. They're not people just confused. They are Antichrist. And let's not put some other label on them than what God himself puts on them. Working to John, John said they are Antichrist. I know there are many factions with the spirit of Antichrist. I realize there's many factions, amen, in our world today that have the spirit that's against Christ. But when we talk the Word of God, and we talk about the Word of God and what's in the Bible, the Antichrist that the Bible speaks about come right out of the Church of the Living God. So we bring the message to a close tonight. Study. Study the scriptures we've mentioned. Study them. Write them down. Study them and pray over them. And ask God to show you the truth. The truth on Antichrist. Yes, there's been many names, many books written about Antichrist. There's been many conversations about Antichrist. There's many theories of Antichrist. When the Antichrist is going to rise and all the Antichrist has been. But what the Bible talks about, the Antichrist in the Word of God, lets us know in 1 John 2:18 and 19 that they had their base in a Church of God congregation. I bring the message to close and ask you to pray about and study the scriptures.